Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge, and before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to highlight one of the resources you'll find at my website, BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. The resource is my book, Dwell on These Things. Dwell on These Things presents a 31-day challenge that will help you learn to start talking to yourself the way God talks to you. The idea is that we start preaching a gospel-saturated message that lines up with what God's Word actually teaches instead of preaching a message of worldly discouragement to our hearts. Again, the book is called Dwell on These Things, and you'll find it in the bookstore at BibleStudyHeadquarters.com. Now, let's take a quick pause for our network sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's episode.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, which says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." You are not alone in this world. One of the tricks that our adversary, the devil, likes to try to play on our minds is to convince us that we are alone. He wants us to believe we have been abandoned and that the only strength we can rely on is our own natural strength. He wants us to believe we don't have sufficient help because that results in our hearts gravitating toward fear and eventually folly. But we are not abandoned. Our Lord is present with us. When Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he reminded them that he would be with us always, and the Holy Spirit would be sent to us to live within us forever. God is always present with us. He loves us, delights in us, and strengthens us for every task he calls us to complete and every trial we may be called to endure. I don't know what's weighing your heart down right now, but if you're feeling paralyzed with fear, and if you're struggling to approach today with courage, please remember the truth of this passage. As the Lord was with his people long ago, he's with us today to comfort and strengthen us on this journey. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today and to be reminded of the things that you've been telling your people for generations. Lord, you encourage us to be strong and courageous. You encourage us not to be people who are paralyzed by fear, but to be people who trust in you in the midst of every circumstance we're in. Lord, we know that sometimes, naturally speaking, it can be easy for us to become dismayed. But you remind us in your word of your power and your presence. The believers living during the Old Testament era were reminded by you of these very things. And we who live during this New Testament era are reminded of them as well. Through your Son, you've taught us that you will be with us always. And your word also tells us that we have been indwelled by your Holy Spirit as we've come to know you through your Son. So, Father, we're grateful for these truths. We're grateful for your presence in our lives. And we're grateful for the fact that no matter what we face, no matter what we endure, no matter what we encounter, you have promised not to abandon your children. So we thank you that this is true, and we thank you, Lord, for all that you do on our behalf. We know we don't deserve it, but we are grateful for it. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed?
maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too. Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.